In Mishnah He of Perek Dalad, our Mishnah continues in the same discussion about vineyards as the previous Mishnahs, but whereas before they were discussing, you know, what makes an adequate wall and what's the space between the wall and the vineyard, etc., etc., it's now going to actually attempt to define, or will define, what a vineyard is, how many vines you need to make a vineyard, right? You know, clearly one vine does not make a vineyard, so how many vines do you need? Okay, so Mishnah He starts. Hanotea shurasha chamesh gefanim, bishamay omrim kerem, bishil omrim eno kerem ad shu sham shte shurot. So, if you plant a row of five grapevines, right, five grapevines in a row, bishamay says it counts as a vineyard, and bishil says it doesn't count as a vineyard until you have two rows there. So it's not that bishil disagrees with the number of plants, rather, bishil feels that you need two rows of plants to count as a vineyard. Bishamay feels that as long as you have five vines in a row, that's going to count as a vineyard. In general, most Mefarshim hold that Beis Hillel agrees with Beis Shammai as to the minimum number of vines, okay? So that it's still five, however, it just need to be in two rows and not one. So according to Beis Shammai again, you have a row of a minimum of five vines, a single row of a minimum of five vines, and that's going to count as a vineyard. According to Beis Hillel, you could have a single row of vines that are 30 vines long, and it wouldn't count as a vineyard. But if you have a minimum of five vines in two rows, right, two and three, I mean, I guess it's sort of obvious, then that's going to count as a vineyard. Our mission now goes on to describe what the practical ramifications of that are. Lefichach, therefore, Hazuria Arba Amos Shebakerem, if one were to make the mistake of planting within Arba Amos of the vineyard, Beisham Amrim Kideshura Achat, Beishil Amrim Kideshte Shurot. So if one made a mistake of planting some foreign seed, you know, some other type of plant in a vineyard, however one wants to define this vineyard, either by Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel standards, then Beis Shammai says that one is condemned one row, and Beis Hillel says that one is condemned two rows. So in a situation where one has planted some foreign species in the vineyard or near the vineyard, the Torah tells us that kilaim in a vineyard results from an isra hana, not just a generalist. So in other words, you can't get any benefit from the vineyard. So therefore, you're going to have to uproot that vineyard so that you don't have any problem with kilaim. So the reason why this is interesting, the reason why Beis Shammai, the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel's, the first part of the Mishnah describing the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, both of them are going to agree that this Isser of Kilaim is going to apply to the minimum vineyard. The question is exactly how many vines are included, depending on the definition of a vineyard, right? So according to Beis Shammai, who we saw at the beginning of the Mishnah, who said that a vineyard can be one row of a minimum of five vines. So therefore, when he says that you have condemned one row, it means you only have to uproot one row of vines, because ultimately, from his perspective, that's the vineyard. Beis Hillel, however, is going to hold that one needs to uproot the two rows of vines, because Beis Hillel holds that one row of vines never makes a vineyard, two rows of vines do. Interesting side point, or a trivia piece of information about this, is that even though at the beginning of the Mishnah, Beis Shammai starts off as more machmir than Beis Hillel, which is how we normally assume these things work, right? Beis Shammai is usually always more machmir than Beis Hillel, and in the beginning he needs simply one row of five vines to make a vineyard, whereas Beis Hillel needs two rows. In that regard, they're somewhat more lenient. When one is in a situation where one has planted kilaim by planting too close to a vineyard, we actually see that Beis Shammai ends up being more makel than Beis Hillel, because Beis Shammai says you only need to remove one row of vines, right, because that's his definition of a vineyard, whereas Beis Hillel says you have to remove two rows of vines. This doesn't have any kind of intrinsic impact on the Mishnah, but if you follow it through to its logical conclusion, it is sort of it is interesting. So again, if you accidentally, or I'm assuming accidentally, plant some other type of plant in a vineyard within Dalet Amos of the vines, then according to Beis Shammai, you're going to have to remove one of those rows of vines. According to Beis Hillel, you're going to have to remove two rows of those vines. Mishnah Vav continues from all the previous Mishnayos of this parak. and discusses a configuration in which five vines constitute a vineyard. So we do not yet get to exactly how the dimensions of a vineyard, how much space there needs to be, or how much space between the rows of vines it takes to make a vineyard. However, if you have a minimum of five vines, how do you position them so that they count as a vineyard? Now, even though Beis Shammai in the previous mission was discussing about the fact that a single row of five vines make a vineyard, that doesn't mean that he doesn't agree that two rows of vines certainly make a vineyard. So this would still be relevant to both Beis Shammai as well as Beis Hillel. And it is important to remember that how these vines are positioned is very relevant to Beis Hillel, because if you do not have a vineyard, then you can still plant closer to the vines than you would be able to with a vineyard. And this is, you know, this is why it is very relevant. So Mishnah Vav starts, Hanoteh Shtayim Keneged Shtayim, V'chat Yotzah Za'anav, Harei Zu Kerem. So if one plants two opposite two and one out like a tail, then this is a vineyard. So I don't know a great way of describing this visually, but I guess if you picture a dice or a die and you picture the five, right, there's the four in the corners and the one in the middle, so move that one in the middle out so that it's like, you know, pushed out away from the face of the die, and that's what the Mishnah is describing here. However, shtayim keneged shtayim achat bein natayim. So two opposite two and one in the middle, which would be exactly like the die reference I just made. Oh, shtayim keneged shtayim achat beemtza. Eino kerem ad shu shtayim neged shtayim achat yotza zanav. So it doesn't count as a keren. Okay, the Mishnah says that you don't have a vineyard until you have this image of two opposite two and one, sticking out like a tail. I realize actually I described it a little bit wrong earlier. Your other options are, I went with in our mission when it says two opposite two and one in between, that would actually be like if you picture like a chet. You know, you have a U or something like that, where it's like a cup to catch something. So that would be an example of five vines that do not yet make a vineyard, at least according to both Shammai and Hillel. And then the other one of two opposite two and one in the middle, that would be the example of a die with the number five on a die. So again, if you have the number five on a die, then that would be, or you have five vines planted like a die on a five, then according to the Mishnah, that is not yet a vineyard. And if you have, like a U or a upside down chet or something like that, right, with two on either side and one filling in the space, that's also not a vineyard. The only way you have a vineyard is if you have two opposite two and one sticking out like a tail. And then again, remember, once you have that, then both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that it is a kerem, that's a vineyard, and therefore all the halachas of a vineyard apply to this section of planted vines.